come on down and listen to the party. We got Tone, Tiny, Pat, Connor, Jimmy, Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Park. And I'm so near to hear you got nothing to lose. If you don't, then you're a sellout, but you're still. Round of applause, here come the boys. Oh.
Welcome, bud! Yeah! Yeah!
As one!
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
That was anyway, pretty good.
Nothing's going on anyways.
Hell yeah.
Nope.
No, not watch. Really, to no, be honest.
No,
I mean...
Nope. So we just jump right into
the slow news week. We are in the dog days of summer, my friends.
Hell yeah, we are. We are.
So we should just jump in.
Yeah, let's just jump right into the fucking file. Let's see what we got in there.
What we got?
You guys don't want to talk about Space Jam?
It could potentially be in there.
Okay, I figured.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought.
I was really hoping to hear. There's one individual in this room who constantly praises every single movie they see, never offers an ounce of criticism, and I was very curious how they felt about the new Space Jam movie.
Go ahead, Mitt.
Zito, I do believe he is talking about you, who...
Actually,
this is the only movie that Zito doesn't like because he's from Chicago and...
I watched it unbiasedly.
That's... Okay, that's like saying I watched it unbiasedly. I loved it. I'm a huge LeBron fan. He's a great actor. He has to play the role of a deadbeat dad at the beginning of it. That's so he kind of stinks at it.
Whoa,
at the beginning.
What'd you say?
And then...
Gumpy just interjected with a little comment there.
You think he's a deadbeat?
What's that?
You know what you said.
You called him a deadbeat dad.
You called him a deadbeat. You said he was a deadbeat. You said LeBron was a deadbeat.
It was like a question. I didn't hear what Mitt said. I said, has to?
I was worried about this coming in, though, because I knew that there was a good chance that Mitt and Zeke would end up fucking fist fighting by the end of this discussion.
I will tell you. So I watched it with Connor when we were down in Houston or wherever, Fort Worth. And I, from the beginning, I was like, oh, wow, great intro, good montage, really cool how he did it. Jordan's was a little better, but I'm not going to keep it there. But then it got to the movie part, and it was not good. And I have said I hated another movie before and was undersizing. Size me?
Downsizing?
Downsizing, yes.
Undersizing stunts.
To Z's point, too, it had everything he liked, like the cameos with all the other shows.
And see, I figured that he would be a sucker.
This, no, exactly. That's why Z's fucking lying. This is bullshit.
No, so what I would say
what I
said about this movie.
Z's fucking bullshit? No, actually, though, Z is lying because he did not watch this unbiasedly. He would have loved every part of that if it did not have to do with LeBron being a better actor than Jordan. And that's the only reason why you think it's bad. LeBron's a better actor than Jordan. Jordan stunk at
acting.
So
it was like Ready Player One with LeBron.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Loved Ready Player One.
No, so for those reasons, I loved how Warner Brothers was basically like a dick sizing, like, to see how big their dick was. They bought everything.
Downsizing.
They literally... What was it?
No, he was talking about... I think he was referring to a dick size contest.
Yeah, a dick measuring contest.
Yeah, so Warner Brothers went out there and said, we own all this now. And that's the only way I took it. It was a piece of just literally saying advertising. We own this.
Yeah, right. Dude, they had to show how LeBron ended up with the Toon Squad and not the super cool people of the Marvel Universe. It all had to make sense, dude. You got trapped in the Marvel Universe.
Well, it's a Space Jam movie, Mitt. So you're assuming that he's going to be with the Looney Tunes at some point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude, because it was also, like, that's the only reason why I watched it. I love the Looney Tunes. I'll watch that shit on YouTube, like, just on a regular night.
He does love cartoons.
He does.
About it all the time.
A person that I respect their opinion, not a big sports person, so doesn't give a shit about MJ and LeBron or anything like that, described it to me as a LeBron blowjob fest.
Whoa.
So it was basically just LeBron, like, bow down to me the entire time.
I won't even say it's like that. I won't go that far. But to the Mitt and Z argument, Mitt's just so wrong. The movie stunk. I mean, I don't really give a shit about the two of them as far as, like, I think MJ's better, I think LeBron's better. Don't really care. The movie was terrible.
No,
the cameos were cool.
Yeah.
But the movie itself was ridiculous.
No, it had a great family lesson. It was a great family movie. Like, what do you mean? What did you want
from it? What was the family lesson?
To let your kids be themselves. Duh. It was the
exactly.
Dad. You just don't ever let me do me.
you said duh after it because that's like a fucking sweet, like Little Red Riding Hood type book.
In yeah, Mitt's defense, awesome. A lot of people are saying this is made for like what 5 to 12 year olds, and yes, just about. Mitt, it seems like he is bingo. Operating under that a lot of times.
That's what the LeBron stands are pitching this as why everyone doesn't like it, is that it's a child movie. When the original Space Jam, everybody loved it. Whether you were a child, adult,
well, yeah, sorry, Tony, you can't Billy well, we always kids, fucking so. Get that good
no, no, no.
Of a movie.
Bill Murray, I remember though. The fucking.
If you do
reviews.
Go back and watch Cisco it, though, Aver,
adults, two
Space Jam,
up.
The original Space Jam does stink.
No,
if you go back and
it's
watch not it, good.
That's because no. It's just outdated.
Yeah,
well, no, right. No. It's for kids too. It was awesome when I was a kid. I actually went back and rewatched it, and I was like, ah, this movie's still good. Not that good of a damn movie. I thought it was the best movie ever the first time I saw it.
Which one? The original or the one you just saw?
The original.
I don't know.
I loved that movie as a kid. I had it in my mom's car. It's awesome.
I do have to say one thing. When I was in Texas, I got bit by a spider.
Dude, I think I got a spider bite.
Look at this thing. Look at this fucking... I don't know if anyone can see
rather
it here.
Not. Do you guys have another camera back there? Or?
Yeah, go ahead. Put on this camera right here.
It's too dark.
It looks vicious.
You got I need a phone light.
So I think I'm going to die.
Couldn't see it.
Can't quite see it.
Yeah. That stinks, though. Yeah. Good luck.
Hope he survives.
It's getting very itchy.
As it started to eat your flesh.
Yeah. It's getting bigger.
I think I have a spider bite as well. It is very itchy. Z. I hear you. Yeah.
I'm hoping it was a friendly spider, though.
Probably. Friendly neighbor.
Sorry, I just had to talk about it because I was itching.
Spider.
It.
How about you, Zeke?
You're good, dude.
Good luck, Zeke.
What's in the thought?
It's good in the thought.
A Nevada woman broke into a dentist's office, and stole money, and pulled a tooth from an unconscious patient on two separate occasions.
13 of them.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, you guys can see on that screen. What are you... Set me up for failure. Yeah. You sit back, son of a bitch.
I mean, my eyes are so bad. But...
Deputies alleged that Laurel Ike... Strong name.
Yeah.
Who is not a dentist, broke into the office where she claimed she'd formerly worked. She stole $22,000 in cash and checks.
What?
And pulled some teeth.
They got that much cash at the dentist?
Yeah, what?
Dude, the dentist is expensive.
Yeah, they
were again. And then it says the tooth extraction occurred on a different date than the break-in. So cash was the first time.
Is she living in there?
She came back for teeth the second time.
Good God.
Two separate. I thought it was like a midnight day flip thing.
If you scroll down, there is a picture of this.
I didn't know you could steal that much cash.
Oh my God, where did it go wrong for Laurel Ike?
Can you imagine if you were fucking unconscious in the chair and someone random came in and stole 13 of your teeth?
Hey, need your two front teeth. Come here.
If you believe that this is your dentist, I mean, it might be.
No, they were unconscious.
They were knocked out.
They knocked them already out. I thought she knocked him out.
No.
That would add a whole nother layer. Sick. This lady would be Jason Bourne if she also.
My question: Are dentists knocking us out and then leaving the room for fucking 40
we're
minutes?
A sandwich, I think.
Could be up to anything. You don't really know. They
normally
could be
just
having
sex on top.
They could
be
having
fine,
a party. But... They could be having a quinceañera. Mm-hmm. They could be out
there
for
is,
drinks.
There is always that thought now. Whenever you go under, now seeing all this weird shit, it's kind of creepy.
See, if you're like a hospital, though, I don't feel like that. You know, I don't. I mean,
maybe. You don't know?
Who knows?
You don't know what happens when they put you under.
You don't, but I feel like, I mean, in a dentist office, like, usually what? Like, there's only maybe one other person in there. And
four
they can
employees
get
the whole
hey,
office,
can you
probably.
Go fucking, go take a walk real quick. I'm gonna check something out in this guy's mouth. And then the guy's putting his nuts on the person's forehead, you know, 10 seconds later. That's how it works.
Which I'm fine as long as you don't take my teeth.
I don't know. I might rather you take my teeth than put your nuts on my face, buddy.
How many teeth are we talking?
Yeah,
13 or 1?
13's a lot. That's
you're going to wake up, and yeah, your forehead might be a little clammy or something like that. But at least you got your teeth.
You're right. 13 teeth is too much. You can't take half my teeth. That's ridiculous.
Do we only have 26 teeth?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. 13 top, 13
it's definitely
bottom.
A 20 number.
It's 26. I'm damn near positive.
Good for that's you. The alphabet, yeah. Dude.
No, I know, but that's why the alphabet's the alphabet, because how many teeth we have.
Really?
Yeah.
Dalton's 32 teeth.
Huge.
Son of a bitch.
You're close.
32?
32?
You're close. 18? No.
Someone said
I honestly thought it was 26.
And that's without wisdom teeth. So you still have your wisdom teeth. You got more.
Do you have your wisdom teeth still?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yikes.
I gotta come.
Better hope those bad boys don't gotta come out.
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm this far in life. They don't have to come out now.
No, I think you probably are good at this point.
I'm on the cusp.
You get bad migraines.
Yeah, you might be in the red zone here.
Mm-hmm. It's like chicken pox. I'm good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but they also say like get them out early so you heal faster and it doesn't hurt as bad. When you get them out later and like it's
miserable when you get them out when you're younger too.
I was like 16.
No matter what,
didn't bother me.
Here's the thing: I'm at a point in my life where I will appreciate the drugs more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, maybe
true. Good and they do load you up with those.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I'm not sure 16-year-old me would have appreciated the drugs as much as I would now.
Also, not to mention what they're gonna do to you when they put you under to take your wisdom teeth out.
Plus, 16-year-old me would have been like pissed that I had to like stay inside all day and like
watch TV. Stay inside for a weekend. It's
fucking
sucked, but...
pumped. I'd be pumped now.
Yeah,
true.
Perfect weekend.
Yeah. Let's get these babies out.
Yeah,
let's
go
next. Justin, Canada to let fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada starting on August 9th.
All right.
Here we go, pal.
Congrats, Gumpy.
We're back, Gumpy.
No, I'm still staying here. I mean,
bud.
What if we go? What if we take a trip?
We should.
What if we head up to fucking.
I thought you said your first order of business was going up to that titty bar in Quebec.
It's in Montreal. It's a good spot. I was thinking about going home, but yeah.
You gotta go get your tarps, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit more to the story of getting the tarps and the key, and it's just something I don't want to deal with. It's not so much of going home.
We'll get them.
Yeah.
We'll get them.
We'll get them.
When you walk into a strip club, Gump, what's the first thing you go?
Boobs.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it.
Where are the boobs?
Go, yeah. Usually just go grab a beer and...
Honey, I'm home.
Hit the buffet.
You're getting ice cold.
What's the alcohol situation like at Canadian bars? Like, do you got to pay? Is it a nice bar? Is it fucking Mickey
you
Mouse?
Have to
what
pay?
Do you mean?
I mean, we've been in...
You're talking about paying the cover up front and then getting the booze on the back end. Is that what you mean?
You get a cup and they just refill that baby.
Oh. Where's this?
That's at...
That's Pittsburgh, baby.
Really?
Not all of them.
What? No.
Just, why can't I think of the name?
That's wild.
McKee's Rocks.
McKee's Rocks.
Erotica.
Erotica.
Did I tell you about Illinois State?
It's like $20 to get in and then...
And then they give you a plastic cup and you fill that
fill
baby.
Her up!
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah, you... It's hard not to get drunk.
Yeah, that's
no
so
shit.
Holy shit.
It's hard not to get drunk there.
Waste all your money.
Why have we not been there?
Good point.
Pandemic.
I mean,
it got her.
Where you been, pal?
Been holding out on me this whole time.
Tell you what, next time we're back, we'll give Erotica a visit.
There we go.
Gee, what happened at Illinois State?
So Illinois State, after like when the bars closed, there's like a bunch of buses. There's party buses. They'll take you back to like your apartments. And there's this one bus that's always there. It's unmarked. You never know. You get in, and they're like, all right, where are you going? And they don't care. They're taking you to the strip club that's 45 minutes away, like in like basically Bufu, middle of Illinois. And you have no way to go home. No way to go home. And you got to pay a cover $45, but you drink for free when you're there.
That's pretty sweet.
So it's not bad.
That's worth a good deal.
What's it called? The Boob Shack?
Yeah. Just Kappa.
Doctor Boobs.
It's called Kappa.
Welcome to the Boob Shack.
Yeah.
Boo-foo.
That would actually be a pretty good name for a strip club.
They're legitimately just like tricking kids into like, oh yeah, I'm going home, and then they just end up at a strip club.
Yes.
That's actually really awesome.
For the kids, too.
Yeah. For the kids.
They take you home after, though. That's nice.
Imagine being on that bus. Man, we should have gone to a strip club.
But wait!
I got something for you!
Who's driving the bus? Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice is driving the bus. So, you know, once you realize that, it's like, yeah, I'll go to the Boob Shack every weekend.
I'm in a movie. Yeah. Next.
Oh, shit. You're going to have to read on the big screen.
There you go. Summer rains bring vine garoons out of their burrows in search of food and love. Vine garoons are about 3 inches long and relatively benign unless you happen to annoy them. They can pinch with their heavy mouth parts, Peter Pal and shoot a well-aimed spray of 85% acetic acid vinegar from the base of their whip to protect themselves. Vinegroons are nocturnal and can't see very well. They hunt millipedes, scorpions, crickets, cockroaches, and other invertebrates by sensing... something.
Something that's very, very cool.
Is this where we get vinegar
this
from?
This is happening in Texas, I believe.
Scrolling that picture, dude.
Ooh, Texas?
These things are actually kind of electric, then.
Yeah, they cool. See what they eat?
Yeah.
All the sweet, deadly bugs.
I was
going to
say,
gross
the,
bugs.
The vermin that we don't want around.
If you irritate them, get your fucking caught in those pinchers.
Yeah, they look like the next, like...
what, is it going to pinch me and squirt me with vinegar? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know what this thing can't defend from is a nice fucking boot heel.
True.
So, I mean...
But this thing, you know what else also can't hide from a boot heel?
What's that?
Scorpions. They still scare me.
Yeah.
Because
they
will sneak terrifying. Up on you.
Yeah, for sure.
What if one of these things are hiding in your boot?
These things are killing scorpions.
Yeah, but that thing... That's what I'm saying.
Thing?
You don't think that pinch is going to hurt if they're killing scorpions? That might fucking take your toe off, dude.
The vine garoons do not mess around.
Dude, the vine garoons.
Oh. I'm team vine garoon. I don't know what you guys are
doing. I like
doing.
These
you
things,
can be
yeah.
team scorpion all you want.
No,
I'm
no,
team
no,
I'm not
garoon.
Team scorpion.
I'm saying go against the runes, my friend.
No. Give me the runes.
Okay, there's new stuff coming out. They're as big as your hand.
Jeez. Even better.
It's pretty big.
Big, bad. You could see that thing coming.
I'm saying, I don't need, like, this poor lady. She's got a vine garoon on her back.
Oh, God. You need to walk around with a fucking sledgehammer killing those things if they were making that sound.
If they're making noises like that, I'm out.
Yeah.
Zito, just type in vine garoons and then go to the picture of the one that's sneakily on that lady's fucking back.
No. The runes.
Oh, that's
a tat, dude.
There we go.
Oh, my.
Like, they just hide on people's backs?
Well, let me see.
There is no hiding.
Look at the thing. It's hiding on her back.
Well, I mean, the fucking TV's angled the other way. I can't fucking see the thing.
Put it on the...
I'm all in on this. Oil up my salad, dude. This thing can squirt vinegar all over top of it. I'll have a nice fucking meal right before my entree.
I need some vinegar on my fries.
Yeah, these are bigger than tarantulas, dude.
Yeah, I don't mess
I'm out on these.
I'm out on all
I'm
bugs,
not going to
so.
Bash them or back them, but...
I'm taking there. I want that stance, too.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Can I be on your stance?
Absolutely.
I'm out on the runes.
I mean, why does this guy have 10 on his face?
People are weird.
He's fucking...
What's he
like
doing?
That, dude.
He took about 60
lifeless body. He's dead. A fucking vinegar and crawl around his brain.
You know what I've been saying, you guys, a lot lately?
What's that?
I'd rather be caught dead than wear my favorite pair of sweats outside of the house because they look like shit.
Oh, yeah, because you got sauce all over them.
I
got Saints.
That is one reason. That is one reason.
Meatball kept falling out of your sub.
True. That's another reason. But they also, you know, they just don't look good. That's why I did, and you have to check out Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. Their best-selling all-day everyday pants are the most stylish alternative to sweatpants and a more comfortable alternative to jeans. Best of both worlds. Their clothing is great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, and anywhere pants should be worn.
The bar?
Yeah, the bar, the beverage and alcohol room.
Mm-hmm.
The all-day everyday pant comes in waist and inseam sizing, so they fit short guys, tall guys, and everywhere in between. They're made from this breathable, stretchy, moisture-wicking fabric so that you wear them 24/7 and they'll still look brand new. And they've got zippy pockets.
Ooh.
Yes. Give me the zippy pockets. They come in 9 different colors. That's a lot. That's a lot of colors. Plus, they've got incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, and even golf gear. And they just launched their women's line. So, ladies, go check it out as well.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah. We know they're a top choice in all of our rotations. So now, Public Rec rarely discounts. But right now, they have an exclusive offer for just the pod listeners. Go to Public Rec. That's REC. If you want to go full, it's PublicRec.com/thepod to receive 10% off. That's PublicRec.com/thepod for 10% off. There's a TikTok going around of this mom. She's a nutritionist and she's got a bunch of drawers in her pantry.
Mm-hmm.
and it's all of foods, fast foods that don't decompose at all. So this is one of those classic, like,
oh, yeah.
McDonald's burger looks the same the day you buy it versus a year from now. Fries, empanadas, yeah, hey, all that good stuff.
Hey, lady, we know. You know where these things do decompose and break down?
Exactly.
In my belly. And they taste delicious.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right. What are you trying to prove here?
Exactly. Yeah,
nutritionists, they have a box to stand on and something to yell. So
yeah, you're right.
Let's not forget that she's pounding some sort of drum over there that no one really wants
like,
to hear.
Do you think any of her kids are coming in and being like, hey, mom, you stink. Get this shit out of here. Like, we want some decent snacks around
it
here.
It was the kids' TikTok that put it out.
Yeah,
her, I think the kid liked the mom.
Her kids are brainwashed to...
I think this fucking kid liked their mom.
This kid fucking liked his mom. He's a dipshit. I don't know.
We've talked about the McDonald's warming like file cabinets before. It looks exactly like this. Like, that's how the food is.
Yeah, I did think Bill was going to come in here and tell us some McDonald's facts because it did look eerily similar.
That's exactly how it actually is. It's terrible.
Right, like, well, fully made already? Harsh. Like this?
Not fully made, but just like the meat, and then you take out the meat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched people do that. My mom is also a nutritionist, and she tried, like, to show us how bad fast food was. My sister and me just didn't really give a shit, and it lasts about a year.
Yeah, and you're a doofus, but the people should know your sister is like a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter.
Yeah, my sister is a two-time All-American high school athlete,
mm-hmm.
and she also Holy eats shit. Fast food. I think she eats more fast food than I do.
Well, and for you, wasn't it like, you know, you came home one night all duped up and like, Mom, we need fucking Oreos in here. Sick as bullshit. Didn't that happen?
No, I mean, we always had Oreos. We stocked Oreos, ice cream, popcorn,
you say always?
All that. Always, always.
Did you hear how? Did you happen to hear how he said Poland?
No, I missed that.
Poland.
He was asking
Poland
friend of the show Gabe Berenci about the Olympics, and he said, "What's your thoughts on Brazil and Poland in the upcoming Olympics?"
That's how you say both of them.
Poland.
No,
Poland.
It's not, Mitt.
This is Brazil. No. Yeah. No, it's not.
No, I asked Mitt. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. I'm just always fascinated by the way people say certain words. Like, I used to notice one. They used to say, instead of saying open, it was like, open.
Open?
Mm. Open.
Flyer.
I was like, why would you say
flyer?
Flyer, shower, hour.
Pyre. Pyre.
Deckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, deckle.
That is wild.
That one is.
I don't even know what that is.
That is insane.
Gumpy, what are you trying to say?
Deckle, dude.
Decal, Mitt. Decal.
Like helmet decal.
Oh, those are completely different words.
Whoa.
Dude, deckle.
Deckle.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, we did it already.
Oh, hi, haters.
I'm sorry. It's on me. I couldn't wait. We had to discuss it. I needed Zeke's opinion.
Yeah, Space Jam stinks. We all know. Next.
LeBron tweeted, hi, haters.
Yeah, LeBron tweeted at Zeke, actually.
That was sick, dude.
I wish he did.
Jeff Bezos and crew make safe landing as billionaire achieves childhood dream of becoming astronaut.
I mean,
and a cowboy.
Yeah. Calling him a fucking astronaut's a little.
Hey, yeah, he was floating in space.
He was floating.
Yeah, he was. Astronauts go up there for like years. Yeah. You know,
true,
the guy
true.
Was up there for fucking 11 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not
wear
calling
that cowboy hat.
What
up
is
there?
That?
I think it was in the capsule.
If you look at that cowboy hat. He wears that hat everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That hat's been some places.
I mean, I'm not considering that kid who got to tag along an astronaut.
That's what I'm saying.
Telling you that right now.
No, I don't think. All right. So here's.
Why did that kid get to go?
Because the guy who bought it had a scheduling conflict with the flight for $28 million. So some other dude bought it and he sent his son.
Ah, oh, shit. Okay. So here's the definition.
This looks good.
Scheduling conflict.
Did the kid want to go?
Dutch student. Science kid.
Oh, so he could one day be an astronaut.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just know he was a
this
student who was in science.
Do you know what's incredible? Do you know what astronaut fucking translates to? It's pretty awesome.
Hmm.
Space cowboy.
Star sailor.
Oh.
Wow.
Did not know that.
That's the definition?
No. It's from the Greek astron, which means star and sailor. Star sailor. The definition is a person trained, equipped, and deployed by a human spaceflight program to serve as a commander or crew member aboard a spacecraft, although generally reserved for professional. Sometimes applies to scientists, politicians, journalists, and tourists.
Why
anyone who goes into space.
Was he wearing that cowboy hat? Was that ever addressed? Did they launch in Texas or something?
No, it was shout out. I don't know.
He loved the movie Space Cowboys with Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, I was about to ask, like,
Clint Eastwood.
Is he trying to become Peter Griffin from the episode of Family Guy when he goes back to the high school reunion and he's a billionaire astronaut cowboy?
I mean, it's possible. It's certainly possible. It didn't look like he knew how to handle when they when there was no gravity up there.
Hey, Tony, what's the origin of Astron?
That would be Greek. Space sailor.
Greek, no
Greek,
origin.
Greek, yes.
When was that word invented? Because how do the Greeks have a word for space sailor?
Good question. There's not a date.
They knew about space, though, right? Yeah. Galileo?
Space sailing.
Yeah, Galileo.
They didn't know shit about
it. Is Galileo Greek?
Well,
no.
They knew they were Greek. Hey, come on, dude. What do you think they thought Zeus was doing?
Well, that's my point.
Well, not. Isn't that just short from nautical? Is that what?
Oh, so water sailor.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
But why have
a star sailor
word unless they were
aliens?
I love the questions you're asking.
I don't think they made the word.
You bring up a good point. But I just don't have answers for you. It is Greek. It's Greek.
But, like, I think they're taking astro and then part of not from Greek and putting it.
And they put it together.
Oh, so they didn't. Okay. Just clarifying.
But you could be onto something.
I'm
maybe.
Just making sure. I'm just making sure.
I did read. I thought I read an article today that his hat was in tribute to Sam Neill and Dr. Grant.
Oh, Sammy Neill.
I thought it was because
he loved
Daniel Craig from
Cowboy and Aliens. Yeah, that's it. Could have been. Yeah.
Sammy Neill and Hugh Grant.
Maybe Ellie Sattler.
Ellie.
Are they done doing this shit? Who's doing this next? Now this is like kind of the hot thing to do.
I think Jay-Z wants
Tom
to go
Cruise.
Elon been in space?
Well, yeah, he's an alien.
Well, I know, but like, has he publicly been in space?
I think if he did, it would probably.
I think he's next.
He's always been like suit on, like on at base, right?
Yeah, he's too afraid to go up.
Huh.
I don't know.
I meant dress suit, not like space suit.
No, I know. Are you reading about the fucking Greek language over there?
Yeah, and this one, I don't know if it's true or not, but it says the word astronaut was first used in English in 1928, some decades before the era of space travel. It's a combination of astro, meaning relating to the planets and stars or space, and not from the Greek word for sailor.
So it is black, not.
Classic.
Classic.
Good pull.
Good for Bezos.
Good for Bezos.
Forever Young and Still Funny in the Head, check out the new trailer for Jackass Forever and see our big, dumb movie in theaters everywhere. I did not get a chance to see the trailer. Has anyone watched
it? I have seen it. It was very, very cool.
It was good.
Yeah. I mean, 17,200 retweets right there.
I will say, like, Johnny Knoxville goes off this humongous cannon. So I thought they were going to have all those new guys do all, like, the damage. I saw Johnny Knoxville shoot off a cannon probably, like, 80 feet in the air, and he got hit by a bullet.
Yeah,
pretty so, like,
hard.
Yeah, so he's...
This is them like passing the baton. Yes, this is their final.
Yeah.
They're doing some pretty cool normal Jackass staff stuff. It's gonna be sweet.
Yeah. Is Dave Englund gonna like poop in a Home Depot again? Because that's always a good gimmick. I love when they do that.
I don't know for sure. I think they didn't reveal that in the trailer, but
he better get his teeth knocked out. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things when they knock his teeth out.
I gotta put him in the back of a taxi.
Oh, they did end it with David Englund. They put a bunch of honey on him, and they open this trap door, and a bear comes in. And that's the end of the whole entire trailer.
Really? Oh, so he
sounds awesome. Well, I believe he was also one of the guys who he's like allergic to bees, and they put him inside a limo and like had a beekeeper come and it was wild. They put marbles outside the car, so when he was getting out, he got stung like 100 times by these bees.
Dude, or died.
What's the closest thing you guys ever done to Jackass?
we tried to do the shopping cart shit for a while when I was a kid. We had our buddy, he walked out into the street in like the neighborhood, so it wasn't like a highway or anything, but he would walk into the side of cars as they would drive down the street and pretend like, yeah, it was fucked up. Definitely shouldn't have been doing it.
We'd do the golf shit.
He'd like walk into the rear fender and like fall down.
Hit each other with golf carts? Is that what you just said?
No. We'd stand in the woods and yell at people in their backs.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
We used to antique each other.
They don't.
Yeah, that was a classic. No. Just yelling like bam, 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 bam. And did that quite a bit,
Ding dong ditch.
Yeah.
Of course.
Obviously.
I absolutely gunned Skittles at a car one time while we were walking home. Guy turned around, almost beat the shit out of him. He was like sixth grade. He was electric. They bounced. I threw him so hard they bounced off the car and hit a couple of my buddies standing over there. It was classic.
I jumped out of a minivan once doing like 30 in like a giant bush. We watched
that's insane.
The bush jumping CKY DVDs mm-hmm. and all that shit.
You know what I think would be great on this set of Jackass? Liquid Death.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good idea.
Nothing like a nice, refreshing Liquid Death after you get your brain stomped in by a prank.
And they weren't allowed to have alcohol on the set because of Steve-O. So, you know,
oh, come on.
Liquid Death, refreshing waters, the best you can have all the time.
Yeah.
Go to liquiddeath.com/thepod to get a free set of koozies with your first order of any case of water. Or just grab some at any Whole Foods or 7-Eleven. Go to liquiddeath.com/thepod.
Hell yeah! Next one. Hopefully Jackass is good.
Oh, yeah. Cisco is talking about his inspiration for writing the thong song.
I didn't read this. Anyone read that?
Yeah, I think I did.
Incredible, dude.
Go to zoom in.
Gumpy, take it away.
Yeah, we just need a cliff notes.
Oh, I can't do cliff notes. It was a cold winter's night. I don't remember if it was wintertime or not, but I had a date with a young lady, and I must have done something right over the course of dinner because I got treated in a more intimate gathering later on. We started to get all hot and heavy. She got undressed, and lo and behold, I see something that I had never seen before, this article of clothing. It was one of the most glorious things I've ever seen in my life. I was like, what are you wearing? And she said, oh, this old thing? It's a thong. I think that was when my hair turned blonde. It was like in the Cisco. Ten Commandments when Moses went to...
Oh, no. It's
kind of... Oh, no. Well, Moses, I believe, went to Sinai to get the tablets.
Basically, his buddy comes in and starts talking about a thong. And
so Cisco had never seen a thong before?
I guess not.
Not until this intimate gathering.
I mean, this song came. This song came out in what, probably like 97 or 98?
So that's when women just rocking full bumps?
Hold on, let me see.
Shit, I don't remember.
Thong song was 1999. Yeah. Thongs were
definitely. He said him and his buddies went out. They turned it into like Fellowship of the Ring. They were all on the hunt. They were looking for girls with thongs. And one of the dudes came back and was like, "Yo, I hit last night, and she had that thong, 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 thong." And Cisco was like, "Hey, that's funny." And they made a song about it.
They were created in the mid-70s.
That's incredible.
Imagine the first woman busting out a thong in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were. And that was probably the Salem witch hunt. I'm sure.
I mean, I don't want to do this. Yeah.
Poor guys are.
I don't want
to everywhere.
I don't want to do this, but
do it.
Call him bullshit.
Saying he's full of shit.
Tony.
Call him bullshit.
His life is incomplete.
Not gonna be happy.
I mean, yeah.
Don't cross the dragon. Dude.
They were around for 25 years, and Cisco never saw one.
I don't know. I hate to call his character into question like that. It's a bold move.
I know it's bullshit because I was in junior high in, 2001?
Sure.
Which is 2 years after this song. There was a lot of whale tails in junior high, okay?
Well, yeah. Unless you naturally expect them to become more popular after the song.
I'm thinking they were...
I'm calling bullshit. I don't want to hear it.
I think Cisco's lying, and I don't like that. But
all right. Hey, that's your truth. Next.
Yeah. Are experiencing noticeable hair loss by the age of 35.
Oh, it's difficult. No.
Most tough. Guys say it's inevitable.
It is.
And don't know there are FDA-approved solutions. That's where Roman comes in. Right now, you can get a free online visit and 2-day free shipping at GetRoman.com/thepod. Right now, GetRoman.com/thepod. Fix your hair.
Pretty simple.
Take it away, Mitt.
This was hilarious.
Got you in your mic.
This was hilarious. Do not be the person that is just making out with your girlfriend at the bar. You look like an absolute idiot.
Oh, she was a girlfriend?
What about the guy recording it singing? What would you call him?
Oh, he is a drunk buffoon. But, I mean, like, I was at least having acceptable behavior to be drunk singing at a bar. This guy was just...
Oh, so you think they were dating, huh?
I mean, I have no idea. I have no clue who this kid is.
See, when I first saw this, I thought it was, like, a random meeting makeout, like bar makeout.
Yeah, because there's not a...
I have no idea.
Maybe in the first month or two, you're making out at a bar. But after that...
I also thought
this was, why are you making out with your anybody buddy at a party? No, I have no idea.
Because they want to. Dude, you are such a prick. You're just blowing this guy's spot up on Twitter.
Yeah, dude. Fuck wait, he was your
buddy?
Guy.
He's not his buddy.
Oh. No, I have no idea who this guy is. Don't do this. It's not like I put the guy's face in.
Were you jealous that he was making out and you liked it?
Well, that's not also, I mean, like, you know, that's how I know when you were going to bars and stuff at DePaul, it was Mickey Mouse. Because if you go to like a state school or something, like, guess what, Mitt? This shit happening all the time, I mean, every night, everywhere. I've been going to this
exact same bar for a really long time, and I'm not going to say the amount of years, but I have never seen this type of behavior. It's not acceptable. What?
I have never seen this. No,
this, I mean, this
guy stinks!
How long have you been going to this bar?
I'm not answering
fucking
that question.
8 years, dude. You're 21.
How old are you, man?
I'm 22. And I'm almost 23.
And your first year was spent in a pandemic when the bars were closed.
No. This one was never closed.
No.
This one was never
closed. I'm not out in this bar, but they were never closed.
Oh, you're saying Mitt's never really been to a bar.
Or he had a fake ID.
It's fucking underage.
I mean, he claims to know what acceptable behavior is in the bars.
You're not even allowed to fucking play a little tonsil hockey in front of the guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course you would be the one that would be doing this type of shit, dude.
Whoa!
You know what? You got me. You sue me, okay?
Oh,
you're
Connor.
Disgusting.
What's what up? Did someone call your mustache this weekend?
A push broom.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. Sorry. I just looked at your mustache.
Push broom. This dude at a hotel on Thursday night. Nice push, bro.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We just looked at each other. I was like, that's genius.
He had a nice foo, man. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
It's nice, too, that you got that hat where it's got, like, the steer horns on top, which is basically like, the exact opposite of your stash on the bottom.
Right? I got horns down on the bottom, baby.
That is
Horns
up top. Well, nothing wrong with that.
That's all right.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Yeah, you can. At the game, you can't. But just in RL.
In general?
Yeah, in RL, you're fine.
Yeah.
I thought they outlawed it.
No. In RL, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're cool.
Nice.
For sure.
No, you just did it.
Suburban man who tossed Bobcat like a football required 35 shots to fight off rabies.
I'm confused about that. So I thought one shot, you're done no matter what.
Now, the rabies shot, if you don't remember or have never been told in your life, apparently you need a lot of them, and they are very big and very painful.
Oof. The shots expensive or the rabies?
No, the vaccines. They're like the rabies shots.
That you have to get for it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently very big, very painful, and you need a lot of them because rabies is a bitch.
So like one time I was climbing a fence. It was rusty. It went in my hand. And they only gave me like a half a shot.
Yeah, you got a tetanus shot.
That's tetanus.
Yeah, that wouldn't be rabies.
Oh, I thought I was talking about lockjaw. That's not me.
What?
What?
You get lockjaw after if you get tetanus, right?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure. You can.
What the effects are, but this poor bastard, he might have been better off just letting that bobcat maul his wife.
Well, see, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, 35 shots is better than having a bobcat rip your jugular out with his jaws, so it's all relative, you know?
Amen. Do you remember his voice? Can I remember his voice, Dorn?
Yeah.
Oh, bobcat attacked my wife! Get out of here! Get inside!
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next.
You never heard of Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig?
Yeah.
Has been revealed as the culprit of giving American children British accents. American kids have watched so much Peppa Pig during the COVID-19 pandemic that they are developing English accents and using English slang.
That's awesome. We were missing this as kids.
Yeah, good. These kids are lucky.
They should make a Yinzer one of these.
Ooh. Yeah, that was Fred Rogers.
Yeah, dude. Really? That's Rogers' neighborhood.
He talked to the Inzer accent the whole
McFeely
time.
Mr. McFeely came around.
Oh, so.
Hey, Fred, how you doing? We had a package for you.
We had this and that guy who was running Shiny Time Station.
Shiny Time Station classic.
George Carlin?
George Carlin. That's what we fucking grew up with.
I remember when I found out, like, God would have to find out that George Carlin was who he is and not the conductor on Shiny Time. My mind was blown. I was like, whoa, this guy's awesome. Yeah. He's not a stooge.
Yeah. Hey.
Shout out.
I like this.
Yeah. I bet you love this, Gump.
Peppa
you
Pig?
And your, love for the so many oppressive more. British overseas. just do whatever they say. Yeah, whatever. Don't drag we're not going to break up. We're just going to stay in Canada.
Don't try and push your narrative, Nick.
I do like the idea of young kids going up to their parents and be like, "Oi, come! What's the angle? We'll be what's for lunch?"
That's the angle.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Also, I fucking love Grill, by the way. Just saw it.
So do we do away with Peppa Pig then? Just make kids watch PWH on repeat?
Yes.
Play the hits?
Him and Wink?
Probably.
Yeah.
Mix in that and some of his other roles.
I just want to see the world burn.
Maybe not Black Klansman.
I don't know. Whoever fucking Alfred says at the end of the fucking Batman movie.
I failed you. I failed to protect you.
Is that what you...
No, I was going to say that. Some people want the world burned, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it bodes well for our fucking soccer team. United States soccer about to be very, much better.
It's a good point.
Ruby.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hate soccer right now.
Whoa, dude.
Why?
Same. I don't know. I used to love it as a kid. But now I watch it. It's all about the end.
Most well said.
But like, there's no build up. There's 0-0 for fucking 5 hours.
Yeah, it stinks. It does. Basketball is not much different when you look at it, except they get the dunk and shoot.
True.
And score more buckets.
It's been bothering me. Sorry, I just got off my chest. No.
How'd you do?
Good. Feel better?
I do feel a little better actually. Thanks for asking.
Oh yeah,
good.
Nice.
What the fuck is this?
I saw this.
You sit on this thing?
No, you pull
hey, sit on my lap!
If you pull the foreskin down, it lights up.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's always on? So your electricity bill is fucking through the roof?
And so right now it's off, but if you pull the rubber down...
Oh, you gotta turn it on.
Yeah. Yeah, the lamp does turn on. And... See, you sent this in, so I figured you bought one.
Did I really send this in?
Sometimes yes. If you use two hands.
The light bulb fucking blows up.
Yeah, I don't know if who's I did this, in, but I would buy one. It looks art.
There you go.
It looks artsy.
There you go.
Okay. Imagine having a couple of these in the house.
Yeah, I'd never use them. It'd be a dark house.
Is there a suction on the bottom you could put on the shower wall?
It'd be.
You're just chucking them up on your roof.
It'd be a great gag, though. Hey, have a seat. Come on, turn the light on.
Hey, can you turn the light on?
It's always nice when they suck into the bathtub wall. Yeah, how do I... Where's the switch?
That's a very interesting light you have in the shower.
You know what to do.
Yeah, he's going to put your butt cheeks on. That's all I have.
That's the end of the pod.
It's the end of the fall?
It's the end of the fall?
No.
It wasn't working.
I didn't realize this, but apparently on Monday, Mitt wore two different shoes in here.
Is that what I couldn't figure out what this tweet was.
Oh, I thought it was the socks.
You wore two different shoes?
No, the socks are a whole nother question.
Oh, those are two different socks, though, right?
Those are two different size shoes.
Two different socks.
No, same socks.
Who are you, Mitt?
So you wore two different shoes in then, right?
Actually, no, I did just see that. I had left a pair of shoes in the office, and then I just thought that this tweet was a lot funnier than all of you guys did, I guess.
Oh, so you what's did this the, song?
What do
you
mean? Oh, so this is a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh, okay. So, oh, joke, I mean, dude. No, that's pretty good. I didn't see this tweet. A lot of your stuff doesn't pop up just because after you misspelled every single word, I think my Twitter understood that I just couldn't read your tweets anymore.
Yeah. Are you spelling tweets
just,
right now?
Just messing with you. Well, that's what it was.
You're doing a lot better than that?
Yeah. That was good, Mitt. If that is really, I mean, I legit just thought you wore two different shoes in here.
No. I actually did just see that shoe, and I was like, oh shit, I left those here, and then I was like, oh, this would be kind of funny to eat, and then it did not hit.
I don't know. Hey, good shot at the board.
That is a good shot at the board. Funny. Yeah,
I think it was tough to tell that it was two different shoes.
Yeah, and that you were kidding. I think a lot of people like us were like, I can't believe this kid wore two different shoes into work.
It's a dangerous game though if Mitt gets into trolling now.
Yeah, it very is.
It'll be very hard to tell.
Blurring the lines.
Cry wolf situation.
Have you guys realized that I've been spelling all my tweets right lately?
You've been crushing it. I actually have not, to my point.
No, I did
just
not
said
either.
Your tweets haven't been popping up, but that is good.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And are you sure they're spelled right, or you just think they're?
No, that gimmick definitely did get old.
Not a gimmick.
It wasn't a gimmick, but
I did kind of.
I'm glad you're, you know, proofreading. Yeah, proofreading your stuff and taking a little bit more time.
Yeah, I have to admit,
good work.
Next.
Oh,
Jesus!
I don't know when this was. I think it was a couple days ago. Would have been Billy Mays' 63rd birthday.
He named all his kids Billy Mays.
Moment of silence.
We miss you, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
Billy Mays here, another fantastic product.
Great tribute.
Yeah, thank That's you. Good. OxyClean.
That stuff worked, huh?
Hell so yeah, they say.
Did. Hell yeah, it did.
One of the best pitchmen in the biz.
Yeah,
him and Anthony.
Don't say his name. Yeah.
The other.
Guy. Phil Swift? Oh,
the slap chop guy.
Yeah.
Chamois.
Oh, Chamois.
No, that was Vince. He, that he got caught with a hooker. He got the Vince went to jail.
I made mistakes.
Anthony something. He's a great pitchman as well. Serious biz.
To Z's point, did Billy Mays name all of his kids Billy?
I believe he did, which is a power move.
Yeah, good for him.
That's awesome.
You know what? Phil Swift thinks he's Billy Mays.
It sucks.
But he's not Billy Mays.
Dude. I got some Flex Seal at home. I use it from time to time.
Hey, yeah, it fucking doesn't work.
No, it does. I fucking built a boat out of it. Dude. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Take it to the lake, bro.
I did.
It's holding my pool basketball hoop together right now.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Fucking singing shots on it. Like, thank you, Phil Swift.
I fucking hate Phil Swift.
Next.
We can tell.
Fair. Oh, let's go. Gotta love Matt Damon and Ben Affleck running around with wild haircuts and facial hair. Meanwhile, Adam Driver got to show up to set as is. There's a new movie coming out. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon do look absolutely electric.
What's the name of this movie? I think the trailer came out today and people said it was sweet.
It was trending. I did not get to watch the entire trailer, but it did look good. I think Driver's the good guy and Damon and Affleck are the bad guys. Could be completely wrong, but
those are bad guy haircuts.
The opening and beards. The opening monologue seemed as though Damon was locking up Driver's lady. Driver saves the day, probably. Affleck henchman, perhaps?
This is the movie that got Affleck and Ben, J-Lo, back together.
Back together, yeah. So I assume that they absolutely crush it.
J-Lo's in this?
No, but she saw, like, how fucking...
Oh, she saw the dailies and was like, oh, fuck. Get me Ben back.
Yeah. Look like the three guys that were always riding dirt bikes in an in-school suspension in my junior high.
I mean, you're 1,000% correct. Damon and Affleck both look like they're ripping medieval butts down like there's no tomorrow. Driver, I mean, he looks like the leader of the pack.
He does. He's the head of the table.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's calm down. There's only one head of the table, and that's Roman freaking Reigns.
And then the Usos. It does kind of look like if they were to eventually make a biopic about Roman Reigns, that Adam Driver could potentially squeeze into it at some point.
But Roman will play himself. He's the head of the table. He can do it all.
Well, and he's obviously got...
He's already got the chops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Maybe. Thank you. Fucking watch out, Adam Driver, because Joe Hinoy might burst onto the Hollywood scene and take some of your roles.
Yeah. You're not lying.
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
Next.
Oh, no, Tony.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Looks like the wheel fell on me.
Oh, no, Tony.
Thank you for listening.
Shotgun beer, Tone.
Love you.
Shotgun beer, Tone.
I don't do that before I drive.